Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Sue Holman, who joins me in studio, and she was telling me she spoke to me in 2015, a dedicated, loyal Wexford lady who's taking part in a remarkable fundraiser on April the 20th for motor neuron disease. She's a sea kayaker. Good morning to you, Sue, and welcome back to Southeast Radio.
Thanks, Alan. Nice to be here.
Sue, we did meet before. Can you remember what that was for? You want to remind me? You went all around Ireland, did you?
Yeah, myself and Sonia Keeney, we went round and we departed from Carn back in 2015, a long time ago now.
And so you kayaked all around Ireland?
We did, yeah.
I mean, first of all, just explain to me, like someone who loves the running, the freedom of the running, but I can only imagine what the freedom of being a kayaker is with the wind at your back. I presume you need it at your back, do you?
Hopefully at your back,
yeah.
And mostly at
your
front.
You won't go too far, but yeah. But what's it like? What's the freedom of the kayak? Describe it for me. If we all just shut our eyes and just think what it's like to be.
How long have you got? It's just the most amazing thing. You're out with the ocean, with the waves, with the energy of the sea, the air, the wildlife, the scenery, and your own mind. And it's just a really, really powerful, incredible experience to be paddling day after day like that, and to just to even go out for a single day or a few hours, or just to get on the water. It's incredibly. Your previous guest was talking about mental health, and sea kayaking is really beneficial for your body and mind.
What's that involved? I mean, obviously you need the equipment. So what do you need, and how expensive is it to get the equipment?
Well, there's plenty of providers around that can get you started, that you don't have to get your own equipment at first. But yeah, obviously a buoyancy aid and a radio in a, or a phone in a pouch, you know, all the basic safety things. Being able to swim helps, but a paddle and a kayak is then what you need, and the suitable clothing, and that to protect you from the elements. And as you progress, you'll find that you want to know more about the sea, about navigation, about the weather.
Yeah.
So you might just go out for a bit of exercise, and then you find that you're learning all sorts of different things about nature. And so a paddle and a kayak and some clothing and some safety clothing.
When you went on that round Ireland with your friend, per day, how many miles did you travel?
We did anything from, our shortest day I think was 5k, our longest day was 70k, I think. I remember, it's a long time ago now, Alan.
70k of kayaking in one day you did?
Well, with a stop.
So. With a stop?
Yeah.
All right, so you've now got us all enthusiastic about kayaking, but you are here with me for a specific reason. You want to talk to me about your friend Adrian Harkin, and the plan is to raise €1 million.
Hopefully. Adrian Harkin is, he was born in Derry, and he lives up in Mauville at the moment in County Donegal, and he is an integral part of the sea kayaking community in Ireland. He's had an influence on so many people over the years through his Cranafest Whitewater Racing Festival, through the Inishowen Sea Kayak Symposium, and of course through his business, which is Inish Adventures, which if you go up to Mauville, in the summer you'll see the water park. There's loads of things being organised for youth groups and for adults, and he's had such a huge influence on many sea kayakers throughout Ireland.
And he has only been diagnosed since when?
About 2 years ago, he got diagnosed with MND. So I came across Adrian through the Inishowen Sea Kayaking Symposium, and that's how I got to know him briefly. And then when we all heard that he had been diagnosed, he put the shout out, and friends of his, Shane Cronin and Kieran Farrell, are organising this. So we have paddlers all throughout Ireland paddling around the coastline. There's about 40 sections. And then at the same time, there's going to be people climbing the highest mountain or hill in every county. So Niamh Walsh is organising a group of people to go up Mount Leinster from the Wexford side.
Right. You're going to kayak from Cortown to Kilmore Quay, and then on across to Barrow Estuary, is that right?
Yeah, it's actually going to be, excuse me, it's actually going to be, Sue Doyle is from Go Paddle, is going from Cortown to Carn. Jacob Noyce, I think, is going from Carn to Kilmore Quay. And then Mick O'Mara, I think, is going from Kilmore Quay across to Dunmore East. And then there'll be Waterford paddlers going over further along. So.
And then the on-land climbers.
Yeah.
They're going to climb the highest
hills
in the county.
Yeah.
What sort of training are they putting in?
Well, a lot of them are experienced walkers, just like the people paddling are experienced paddlers. You know, you don't just push out 40k, 23k, whatever it happens your leg happens to be, without some training.
Yeah.
So, but people who aren't necessarily experienced hikers or paddlers are being encouraged to do their own fundraisers and walk their favourite patch or go on their favourite piece of water and just raise money for Summit to Sea for MND.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to link in with Dr. Bale in just a few moments' time, and you're welcome to stay in the studio with me when I talk to him, and just put your headset on, and that, I'm sure Bill would love to have a wee chat with you as well, because you're talking about motor neurons disease. In fact, slip on the old headset there now while you're doing this, because I'm going to link in with Dr. Bale, who's waiting patiently to speak to me.
Okay.
Good morning to you, Bill. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Alan. Great to talk to you.
And as I said, I'm not alone in the studio this morning, Bill. I have Sue Honan, who's a sea kayaker, and she's doing a very special fundraiser, Bill, for motor neurons. As a matter of interest, Bill, you were telling me, Sue, we have 15 people in Wexford currently with motor neurons.
Yes, I was on to the Motor Neuron Society of Ireland, and I asked them this, how many people in Wexford have it, and the latest figures they had was from last year, which was 15 people in County Wexford, and then up where I live, one of my neighbours passed from it, and then the more you talk to people, the more you find that people know somebody who has it.
Yeah.
So it's an incurable disease, as you know, so what we're hoping to do is get as many people as possible to donate to Summit to Sea for MND.ie. If you look on there, there's a Take Action tab and you can donate.
Right, before I let Sue leave the building, I'm sure you have a word of support for Bill, taking on a wonderful task for her friend Adrian Harkin, who's living with motor neurons disease, trying to raise €1 million. And do you deal, or have you dealt with, in your tenure as a doctor, with motor neurons in recent times, Bill?
So I suppose the last patient I had is probably about 3 years ago. Unfortunately, the outcome is pretty poor, really. But it's a devastating neurodegenerative condition, and certainly the patient and family need lots of support. But it's a fantastic initiative, the kayaking sort of fundraising, and certainly I'd be very willing to support that.
Thank you.
Okay, any question you'd like to ask Bill just before we round off our conversation with you, Sue?
Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
You're putting me on the spot here.
No.
I don't have many questions. My role here today is to really invite as many people as possible to donate to Summit to Sea for MND.ie, and then to support those people who have MND. Like Adrian he's leaving a fantastic legacy, but he has a group of really supportive people around him, and the Motor Neuron Disease Association of Ireland is so supportive of those. So do you have much dealings with that association, Bill?
We do, and I suppose it's a multidisciplinary approach generally, so apart from the hospital and hospital specialists, nursing staff, you have the community staff like public health nurses, occupational therapy, physiotherapists, and of course towards the end phase you're talking about community palliative care teams being involved. So yes, we do. So I mean, the structures are in place and generally fairly well resourced, really. So anyone who has MND will get the best possible care in the community. Mm. And certainly hospital attendances are kept to a minimum, really.
Mm. Okay, you have another question for Bill there.
No, it was just to say that, you know, Adrian at the moment is communicating through an eye tracker. He was a very active man. He's just 54 years old, and with a wife and children and grandchildren, and the MND Association has really, you know, the work that they put in and the money that they need to do that is essential. So, you know, wheelchairs, eye trackers and all the other supports that go in. So we're a tight group, and everybody is pulling, every stroke, every footprint counts. So we want to widen it amongst the out from the sea kayaking community and get the general public involved in donating whatever they can.
Thank you for joining me, Sue. How can people contact you?
Well, as I've been saying, it's Summit2C for MND. That's a 2 and a 4 in numbers.
Yeah.
Summitc4mnd.ie.
Yeah.
If you click on that and click the Take Action page, you can donate and you can find out more about what's going on. There will be live trackers involved, so you can follow everybody's progress on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast Radio.